You circled C, Frank Armitage says. So now, with absolutely no hesitation, whatever. Please tell me why. Because C was what you wanted, Ted replies, with absolutely no hesitation, whatever. And how do you know that? Because I'm a telepath, Ted says, and that's what you're really looking for. He tries to keep his poker face and thinks he succeeds pretty well, but inside, he's filled with a great and singing relief. Because he's found a job? No. Because they'll shortly make him an offer that would make the prizes on the new TV quiz shows look tame? No. Because someone finally wants what he can do. Because someone finally wants him. 7. The job offer turned out to be another honeypot, but Brautigan was honest enough in his taped memoir to say he might have gone along even if he'd known the truth. Because talent won't be quiet. Doesn't know how to be quiet, he said. Whether it's a talent for safe cracking, thought reading, or dividing 10-digit numbers in your head, it screams to be used. It never shuts up. It'll wake you in the middle of your tiredest night screaming, use me, use me, use me. I'm tired of just sitting here. Use me, fuckhead, use me. Jake broke into a roar of pre-adolescent laughter. He covered his mouth, but kept laughing through his hands. Oi looked up at him, those black eyes with the gold wedding rings floating in them, grinning fiendishly. There in the room filled with the frilly pink tutus, his fedora hat cocked back on his crew-cut head, Armitage asked if Ted had ever heard of the South American Seabees. When Ted replied that he hadn't, Armitage told him that a consortium of wealthy South American businessmen, mostly Brazilian, had hired a bunch of American engineers, construction workers, and roughnecks in 1946, over 100 in all. These were the South American Seabees. The consortium hired them all for a 4-year period and at different pay grades, but the pay was extremely generous, almost embarrassingly so, at all grades. A dozer operator might sign a contract for $20,000 a year, for instance, which was tall tickets in those days. But there was more, a bonus equal to 1 year's pay. A total of $100,000 if, that was, the fellow would agree to one unusual condition. You go, you work, and you don't come back until the 4 years are up or the work is done. You got 2 days off every week, just like in America. And you got a vacation every year, just like in America, but in the Pampas. You couldn't go back to North America, or even Rio, until your 4-year hitch was over. If you died in South America, you got planted there. No one was going to pay to have your body shipped back to Wilkes-Barre. But you got $50,000 up front, and a 60-day grace period during which you could spend it, save it, invest it, or ride it like a pony. If you chose investment, that $50,000 might be 75 when you came waltzing out of the jungle with a bone-deep tan, a whole new set of muscles, and a lifetime of stories to tell. And of course, once you were out, you had what the Limeys like to call the other half to put on top of it.